Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. This is a real treat. It's a twofer today. We have John Hinsman from the City of Hastings. He's the Community Development Director for the city. And we are joined today also by Alex Menke, and he is the Economic Development Coordinator for the City of Hastings. And we could not be more excited to have both of you in studio. Thanks for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having us, Mo.
Yeah, thank you very much.
John, you know, I adore you, so we're going to get right to Alex, because Alex, you are brand new.
Yes, I am. Today's day number two.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you. Well, what do you think about being on the radio on day number two?
Well, it was a shock, to say the least. My wife, I told my wife last night, and she was like, oh, my gosh, I'm married to a celebrity now. So I'll have to let her know.
You will have to let her know, yes. So tell us about yourself. Where did you come from, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm originally from Eastern Iowa, the Quad Cities, and I born and raised in Bettendorf, Iowa, and then went to my undergrad in Ames, Iowa at Iowa State University, where I actually got an undergrad in mechanical engineering. And for a few years after that, was working as a mechanical engineer in various industries that eventually brought me up here to work at Boston Scientific. And after a while, I was just starting to think about, you know, long-term career and where I saw myself. And after kind of just taking stock, I realized grad school was the next move to go for urban and regional planning. So I went to the University of Minnesota, just graduated in May.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much with that urban and regional planning degree, and was fortunate enough to get hired on here and work here. I'm really excited.
No kidding. Well, you know, that's a really interesting trajectory with your career. And I know John, when he was a little boy, he wore suits and he was excited to be in city planning. But tell me about you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I kind of found planning through, actually through my wife. I know, but what's the saying behind every great man? There's an even greater woman.
Oh my goodness, that's going right? to be our quote of the day for sure.
So I was going through kind of taking stock of, you know, past roles. What have I liked? What have I not liked? What do I need to feel fulfilled about a job? Because that's really important to me. And while kind of searching through those things, my wife sent me the proposed master plan update for the Hiawatha Golf Course in South Minneapolis. And I had never seen a plan like that before, and I just soaked it up like a sponge, and I just kept finding more and more of those things, and I thought it was really interesting that someone or people are in charge of that long-term planning for something like a park. And that led me to kind of dig in more and more, and led me to find out the University of Minnesota has a phenomenal program, and the last 2 years have been a blur, and instead of parks, I found my true passion was in community building and economic development, and it's kind of what I took my classes with. I was fortunate enough to work for the past year and a half as an intern for the city of Shoreview, Minnesota, and learned a lot of great things and had a lot of great mentors and instructors throughout the way. So I'm really happy that I found that and made this switch. I know it lines up.
Well, that's awesome, and I have to say you are working for somebody that you're going to have a great mentor here in John Hinsman. John, I have to compliment you on all of the development that's going on in Hastings. It must feel really fun to drive around and see so much activity, because for so many years, unfortunately, with the economy the way it was, things were kind of stalled.
Oh, absolutely. It's always much more fun to look around at things that are under construction, on things you spend time planning on, and see all the great building going on in the city.
So let's talk about some of the new developments, because you recently gave a presentation, and in that, I was shocked at all the new spaces for people to live.
There's a lot of different opportunities for folks in town here. We've had a lot of apartment complexes being constructed, both for senior development and for any market rate development. We've had single-family homes under construction, villa homes, which are sort of a detached townhome product. And so we have a wide variety of homes available for different incomes that are coming in. And the interesting thing about this, you know, on the senior side of it, there's still a great demand for senior housing. And a lot of that is coming locally from the city. And so we're hopeful that folks that have been in their homes for a long period of time will choose to sell those, move into an apartment within Hastings, and then these homes become available for new families, which would be great.
Do you want to kind of dig into some of these different developments and really what is the long term? What will the finished product look like?
Sure. Yeah, I'll go through a few of the developments that are going on right now. When you look at apartment complexes, we've got a large one going up right now near downtown called Lake Isabel Flats. This is a 90-unit apartment building, will be open to the general public. Great location on the edge of downtown, overlooking Lake Isabel, so well connected there. That should be open in the fall. And then we have another large apartment complex under construction by Coburn's on the south end of town. First building is 100 units. A second building should be starting up this fall, though it'll be another 100 units. So that'll really change things down by Coburn's, which we've had a lot of vacant area there for years, and there'll be new development down there. Also next door to that, there's going to be a 32-unit senior complex that's also supposed to be under construction this year for memory care and for assisted living. So on the apartment side, we have those. We also have another senior apartment on County Road 47 near Riverwood, where you can see the foundations going up. That's about 75 units, and they'll be coming in as a modular construction project, which is kind of cool. They will be building all the components, the rooms and so forth, in a plant, and then trucking those components over, and it's kind of like a big Lego set. You put them together and hook all the utilities up, and so it'll happen rather quickly once things come on site, but it'll be kind of a cool image to see how everything happens. And the one thing that's interesting about this is it's a cost savings for construction, because one of the things that we've really been tackling with is, boy, all the materials and the cost for construction have gone up to a point where they become less affordable to individuals. Now, this type of construction creates some cost savings, and so we're interested to see, you know, how popular this might become for building in the future on that one.
So do these places have waiting lists already, do you think?
Waiting lists, I'm not sure. I know they are taking reservations at this point. I know on our website we've got contacts for people that may be interested in any of these facilities. We've got the apartment side, and then from the single family residential, Heritage Ridge by General Sieben Drive.
I kind of like the name Sieben Ridge better, but what happened to that?
I don't know. It must have been some connection at this radio station or something, huh?
Makes me sad you changed it, but whatever. Okay, go on.
So, Sieben Heritage Ridge.
Oh, I love that.
There you go. We have that over there. So, 116 units, half single family, half villa homes, about halfway done. So, half of them are occupied. There's another phase of development, which might be under construction either this year or next year, but still a lot of homes available. We have the North Ridge Villa Homes, which are still going in. Those are more geared towards empty nesters.
Yes.
Beautiful product there. And then we recently approved an annexation, which means we brought more land into the city for new development down on Highway 316. That one's going to be an interesting development because you've got about 450 units that could be constructed down there, and a variety of single family, townhome, twin home, senior apartment, the whole gamut of things. It was master developed by an individual that has a wide variety of experience in creating kind of cool communities. So they have a lot, but it's designed well, and they're marketing this potentially as majority of it being rental, even the single families as well as the apartments, because there seems to be an emerging market for folks that are seeking to do that. So that might be something that'll be coming through planning processes later on this year, and maybe we'll see some construction of utilities next year.
So what is it like to see some of these projects finally come to fruition? Because I know the whole planning process is long itself, but then, as you mentioned, the economy was different, pricing of things, the ability to source things has really put stuff on hold. So it must be fun for you to really see this come together.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what we saw up until COVID hit is we saw growth in areas that were closer to the core of the Twin Cities. And what's generally happened with Hastings is that we have a little bit of a lag time on the development we see here. So we knew it would be coming up based upon the demand, and started up here the last couple of years. And that's always fun to see that. It's always fun to have these meetings with folks that are looking at doing a variety of things. And the interesting thing in the pipeline is if you've got the projects that are going forward, And then you have the conversations with individuals of things that might be happening. Not all of them are going to happen, but gives a good bellwether as to things that could be coming in the future. And I've had a lot of those conversations and folks that are looking at doing even more residential development than within the city. So it looks like that growth is going to continue.
So as far as empty spaces in Hastings, you mentioned you did annex something south on Highway 316. Are there any empty spaces that could still be developed?
Within the city, there's a few of them. Hastings is kind of unique where the city boundaries itself is pretty much the edge of development. So there's not a lot of land within the city itself, but we have a plan on land that's adjacent to us to bring that in through annexation. And it really comes down to if the owners of property desire for it to be developed and they approach the city and, hey, it's adjacent to utility lines, we'll look to bringing that in.
Do you see Hastings tapping out at a certain population?
That's an interesting one. I mean, we have a lot of unincorporated township land surrounding us here. So, I mean, from a theoretical standpoint, you know, we could.
Are we going to take it over? No.
It's all okay. Market at this point. I mean, the market, there's two things. There's market and the desire by our elected officials. I think it's clear with our elected officials that growth to a limited extent is a positive influence within the city. But we don't want to be in a position where we're growing dramatically because it just provides this demand and deluge of our city services. And plus, it really dilutes the character of the city. The thing that attracts people to Hastings is the slow growth, the kind of small town feel that you have here. And if you were to double population in 10 to 20 years, you kind of dilute that one. And that's not really what Hastings is. So we're in an interesting position in which we can really choose our own destiny as far as how we want to grow. We're not obligated to annex anything in. It really comes down to, well, would this be good at this time? If we had multiple properties that wanted to come in at the same time, and we may look at that and go, it's not good timing for us. It would take away from what the city is.
It's a delicate dance, I would assume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Alex, when you heard about this position open in Hastings, what did you know about Hastings?
I didn't know a lot. So, being a transplant to the area, I don't have as intimate of a knowledge of the entire metro. And I'd heard of Hastings. I had gone to a friend's boat down here, going down on the St. Croix, and I'd driven through on my way to other places or on my way out of town, but once the posting came open and I spoke with some people about the city and just learned a bit more about it, I was shocked that I hadn't heard more about the city. There's a lot going on, and you hear so many people talking about, you know, a place like Stillwater, that the amenities are very similar, and it's similar distances for most everybody that it's going to go visit. So it surprised me that it wasn't on more people's radar, especially some of my friends. So being in our late 20s, early 30s, especially people that were born and raised here, they don't talk about Hastings as much. And I've already been that thorn in all my friends' side saying, hey, you know, we got stuff going on down here. You guys like breweries, right? I know that we've got one here. They've got music. They've got all these things going on in the park. So I'm just going to bring in the fold best I can.
Well, it is kind of fun to hear about Hastings from somebody that really didn't know too much about it. Because I agree with you. I have friends that will say, let's get together. And they live, you know, somewhere within probably an hour's distance. But they all want to come to Hastings. And once you really approach it from a tourist's perspective, mm-hmm. you have fresh eyes on things, and we do live in a wonderful little gem of a city, so we can thank people like John, who's been in his position a long time.
Absolutely.
For really keeping that flavor, and as you said earlier, the feel of Hastings, you know, you don't want that to change, but of course you want to stay competitive and keep a city moving forward. So I just have to compliment you. I know one of the biggest things that you should be proud of is Fleet Farm. And when I think about that space and think about how it would have been near impossible to fill that entire space of the former Target building with something so great, who knew that Fleet Farm was going to come in and be such an integral part of the city? I mean, I can't say enough about them.
It's really an amazing thing for someone to come in as a Class A retailer and take over that space completely. When Target closed, that was a blow to the city. and it stayed vacant for a number of years. And so people really questioned the city at that point and its ability to be an attraction. Is this a sign or an omen of things to come on that one? And we looked at a variety of different things, you know, which were potentially partial demolition of the building, full demolition of the building, perhaps some other type of uses on that. We saw the site as a strong retail place, but we weren't sure if the amount of building space was going to reach the appetite of folks that were retailers. And then Fleet Farm came along and was like, this is perfect. This will all work out. They'll take the building, utilize the site, and still provide a great retail node within the city.
Not only that, but the way that they have really gotten involved in the community, they're really a partner for many organizations, and I know they are with the city about many things. So what a great success story.
Absolutely.
I know that you have other success stories in the works, and so we anxiously await when those will unfold. So what's going on for summer? Who wants to tell us about some exciting things going on with the
going
city for summer?
Going on for summer. Alex, you want to start out and I can help out?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I briefly mentioned before, the Levy in the Park kind of summer series of events is kicking off here soon. And the first Makers Market, I know this is our second year doing so. The first one is on June 15th. So come on down to the Levy Park area. There's going to be a lot of great local artisans, and I believe we've got some food vendors secured as well, so it's going to be a full day. So come on down and see what's going on. I know I'll be making sure to stop down too.
Well, and I think it's so cool. The Makers Market really showcases all these wonderful artists that are living among us.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, absolutely. And it's been, you know, last year we had it in the alleyway between the pavilion and the Onion at that point, which was a little bit hidden for some of the businesses. We're putting it right out front here, right by the pavilion as the entranceway up Sibley Street. So that'll be our Amp Street. That'll be really interesting and I think a better location for folks out there. And we're getting some great positive response as well. So I think this is going to be build upon the success of last year in that.
I love it. And then also the Summer in the Park series is starting. Who wants to talk about that?
Yeah, Summer in the Park, we've got a lot of activation of the pavilion. I mean, when you look back to when we put the pavilion up and we had the great assistance from the Rotary Club in doing so, we wanted to be able to make sure that this was active, that people were down there. Not that we had to create a pretty space, but that people could really use this as a meeting space and a go-to place. And that's what's happened with that. Our coordinator in Parks, Paige, she's done a phenomenal job at putting together great series of items, including concerts, different play areas for kids, athletic things like yoga and other things. It's just stuff that's going on all the time down there. And we got a lot more information on our website on that.
We love it. What is your website, please?
It is hastingsmn.gov.
I'm so glad to have both of you in studio. Really nice to meet you, Alex.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
Best of luck with your new position as the Economic Development Coordinator, Alex Menke, and then also John Hinsman, Community Development Director for the City of Hastings. Thanks for helping us kick off the summer.
Of course. Yeah,
thanks for having us.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.